Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. My name is Linda Lakey. I'm on Everlast Enterprises.
Hi, Linda.
And I got this in the mail, and I was just curious about it.
Sure, sure. Linda, was there a 16-digit reservation code on that letter you had received from us?
Sure is.
Would you, could you repeat it back to me 4 digits at a time, please?
2511.
Okay.
4201-0043-7332.
Okay. One moment, please. Here, how is your Friday going so far?
So far, good.
Good. Yeah, just starting to work here, so can't complain yet. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Linda. Uh-oh. Linda, we actually just got a new phone system this week. We have experienced a couple of dropped phone calls here and there. You know, if our call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
Area code 409.
Okay.
489.
Okay.
4992.
4992. I appreciate that. Thank you. And then lastly, I just would like to confirm the information that we do have on file for the business. Are you still located at the 236 North Hickory Hills in Hemp Hill, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Great, great. And then the business classification, is it a partnership, an LLC, an S-Corp, or a C-Corp? Or?
It's an LLC. I'm the only owner.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so what you did receive, Linda, was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs, and I can guide you in the right direction. You'll see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay, well, I have a truck.
Okay.
The truck is, I need a few things. We bought the truck, and it needs a few things on the truck that would help our business.
Okay.
A catwalk, and it needs a lot. It was a used truck, so it needs a little bit of work on it.
Sure.
And I want to have a breakdown account, you know, in case something breaks down.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We don't need a lot of stuff, but I'd like to improve it some.
Absolutely.
It needs a few. Yeah.
And with these improvements, is this going to increase revenues for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a?
If you have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Things on there.
Uh huh.
If you have these things, what we need on there, they give you more loads.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Did you have any figures on, you know, how much it's going to increase revenue at all, percentage wise or dollar wise?
Well, about 10 or 15%.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. And all these features, do you I'm sorry, what's that?
We're a fairly new company.
Okay.
Businesses in this company.
Are they both
a catering business?
Okay. A catering business as well? Yep. Alrighty. Great. So with regards to those add-ons for the vehicle, is there a specific dollar amount in mind that would help you get all these add-ons and other features?
Maybe $1,000, $7,000.
Okay. Okay.
Not much.
Okay, sure, sure. That sounds like we could probably help you out there. Have you taken a working capital loan out previously? Are you familiar with those at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay, okay.
I did talk to some people, and they want to take it out every day. I don't want that. If y'all are every day, I don't want that either.
No, we actually have three different... Yeah, we have three different options. We have a monthly, a weekly, and a daily payment option there for you. Okay, so, and we will work towards that. Well, we do need to take a look at a little bit of information about the business to see, you know, what we can make available for you and how we can arrange the payment structures and so forth.
I understand that.
Yeah, so we based these off of the sales from the year previous for your business, and you can actually use both businesses as your gross annual sales. Do you know a ballpark about?
I made $98,000 last year.
And is that between both businesses?
No, I didn't have the other business, and that wasn't with this truck. I had a hot shot truck.
Ah, okay. So, you know, based off that number.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't have the catering business yet.
Okay.
That was with a hot shot truck. I cleared $98,000.
Okay. So definitely we.
That's my company made.
Gotcha. That was your sales. So we could, just based off that number, you know, get you upwards of maybe 12,000, 13,000. And I, you know, it sounds like that might be helpful to getting those extra features for the vehicle.
1,300 or 13,000.
13,000, like 10 to 13,000 sounds like about what we can make available for you. Okay, so we would need to take a look at a couple other documents. We have a simple one-page application. We'd want to look at 6 months of bank statements just to verify the cash flow for your business. And also, did you file a tax return for the trucking business last year? Okay, so we would want to look at the first two pages of the tax return to verify your sales and for ownership. And if you had, quotes on the, or you're just looking for cash, you're not looking to pick up, those parts and finance those parts. You just like to have the cash on hand, correct?
Yeah, but I'm going to buy some. I would like to, like I said, I'd like to buy some stuff for my truck.
Sure, sure.
And work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That I can make more revenue.
Absolutely.
I really want a reefer trailer.
Refrigeration trailer, okay.
Yeah, I have a flatbed. I put flatbed. But if I had a reefer makes more money.
Okay. What does, yeah, absolutely.
And a flatbed. And that's my main goal, but I don't, for $12,000, I might can buy a reefer. I don't know.
And another.
My husband's the driver.
Ah.
He knows a lot more about it than I do.
Okay.
But I know this lady that dispatches us. She has 3 reefer trucks, and she's making a killing.
Okay. Would you know by chance how much one of the used the reefer trailers would set you back?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
You probably can buy one maybe $8,000.
Okay. Because I.
I don't know.
Do a little investigation there. Okay, because I was just thinking of another option. If that's your ultimate goal, we do equipment financing as well with new and used equipment. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking, yeah, so that could be the option that you're looking for to get you that reefer trailer so you can start actually generating some decent income. Then I just had a couple questions regarding that to see what we make available. So we look at time in business. How long has the business been about?
About 2 years.
2 years. Okay, perfect. And how would you rate your personal credit? You know, above average, you know, maybe a little bit below?
It's average.
Okay, would you say it's above 600?
I'm 68 years old. I really don't have a lot of credit.
Okay.
My husband had a lot of credit, but then when we first bought this truck, we couldn't. He had great credit. So
okay.
No problem.
Okay.
But,
so.
And when we bought this truck, we had a lot of problems getting the tags and stuff, and they messed up on our. They made a mess on our address and stuff, and we couldn't leave Texas. So.
Oh no.
We had to do all Texas. Well, we got a lawyer looking into that. because it took them 3 months to fix it.
Holy cow.
We lost a lot of we lost some revenue behind that.
Okay. Okay.
A lawyer's with me, so it.
Okay,
we
would
have
you.
All the proof that was their fault.
Sure. Okay, perfect. Okay. Would you say your husband's a credit? Because, you know, we were going to take a look at both. Are you guys 50-50 partners in the business?
No.
How is that?
Owner, but
100% owner?
How is it? Yes.
Okay. Okay, because I was just thinking,
yeah,
if you're.
My brother-in-law helped. I mean, he's. He had bought the first truck.
Okay.
We bought the first truck, have a Chevy, and then that's what we did our hot shot with. And then he helped us buy another truck, and then that's also a hot shot truck. But
okay,
we're trying to sell it because we have that 18 wheeler now.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
You know.
Okay, so then there's two options here. We can either, and we can work towards both. We can go for the equipment financing to get you the reefer trailer, or we can go about looking to get you just cash on hand, a working capital loan, so you can go ahead and pick out the items that you would like and purchase them by yourself instead of having us finance. You know, we can try either way for you.
The reefer trailer. So what are you looking at with the reefer trailer? Like how much a month or how
yeah. So it'd be basically like your typical car loan, you know, it's 2 to 5 years in length. Rates start at around 4% and it'd be a monthly payment. But we'd want to look at time in business. You have 2 years in business. We would look at personal credit. You know, if your credit's above 600, we can definitely work with you. And, but at the end of the day, we want to see if there's going to be enough funds available.
But his, and mine might be because of how the business.
Uh-huh.
I can borrow some money and I have a you know at the bank we borrowed some money to try to you know start our business.
Oh, got a like an SBA loan?
I have a secured loan. I put
gotcha.
Some money and then I just pay it back.
Okay.
That way I get my money back.
Right. Right. So, yeah, it's with the equipment financing, we just want to make sure that there's enough cash flow during the course of the month that the payment would be affordable and not be, you know, cause a detriment to the business, you know, put you guys in a hole. So that's what we want to be looking at, basically.
Are we trying to make our payments low? So our truck note is $560. So
okay.
We paid cash for our trailer.
Okay.
We paid cash for the trailer, and then we financed the truck.
Okay. So with this reefer trailer, did you by chance have a payment, monthly payment in mind that would be you know doable for the business and keep you guys in a good place as far as cash flow is concerned?
Probably about $270, $280. Look too low for y'all, but that would be mine.
Okay, and that's you know that's something that we can work towards. Yeah, that's something that we could definitely work towards.
Because with a reefer trailer, the only bad thing with a reefer trailer, the fuel is higher because you have to have the reefer going all the time.
Right, to keep everything at a specific temperature. Okay, but again, that'll get you a pretty solid return on investment though almost immediately.
Right, right. I mean, like I said, my friend, she's our dispatcher, but she has three reefers. So she's making, like I said, she's making big time killing.
Nice. Okay.
Her loads are $4,000 or $5,000.
And how many of those does she do a week?
She does pretty much. if you can do three loads a week or two loads. My husband done three loads this week so far.
Wow. Is this within
1,800?
Mm-hmm.
One was 1,100. One was 900. $900, but he's got one Monday for $2,000 going to Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Let me explain this. You have to go by the mileage, too. You have to say, okay, I'm using take loads for $1,000. But at this point, when you're going 400 miles, that's worth $1,000.
Did you see
them
around them?
Yeah, how much, you know, is that factoring in after fuel charges as well, or is that with everything?
That's no, we pay our own fuel.
Uh-huh, okay.
For those tolls, I paid $2,000. So that's not really, you know, that's not bad.
No, not at all. So, yeah.
And the revenue... I mean, we're not a millionaire, and we're not making $1 million, but I think with a reefer trailer and a little bit more stuff on our truck, we could make more money.
Well, you know what?
They have a back thing that goes up there, you know, in the back. I don't know what they call it. You know, so they don't go through the cab.
Okay, it's just like a protection of barrier of sorts.
Right. He doesn't have that. We need that.
Okay.
Because a lot of loads, they won't give it to you because they're afraid of the... We have $1 million insurance. My husband has never gotten a wreck or anything. Our record is so clean, you know.
That's great.
The insurance is high. I mean, I don't know, you work... I mean, you just started there. The insurance is like $900 a month.
Wow. Is that typical for the trucking industry to have is that like a typical insurance payment for the trucking industry in that ballpark?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
about. I mean, but that's cargo too. That's cargo and.
Okay.
You know, I mean, and we made it for 2 years by ourselves. So I mean, we must be doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it sounds like...
our credit has gone down because sometime we was in a bind because we didn't have no help.
And I understand that.
And we're still making it.
Yeah, you know, and that happens.
And somebody told us we wouldn't make it. And I told them we will. Because if we can't, if in the wintertime, if we can't drive the truck, we can cater.
Oh, nice.
Rallies and cater those, and we're going to cater rallies.
What kind of...
buy into the rallies with $700, but you'll make $15,000 to $20,000 at a rally. If you go to
in a couple days of worth of work?
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
He made $10,000 one time.
What kind of food do you guys serve?
Cajun.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
We're going to do barbecue and gumbo and breakfast burritos.
Awesome.
The rally, they charge you $8 or $9 for a sandwich. We'll make some money.
Yeah.
But we're going to.
Nice. So currently with the catering business, you just do that on the weekends or?
Yeah. We're not really into that yet.
Okay.
We just started it. A new business. We just started it.
Okay.
We tried it. I mean, you know, we're not really set up yet, but we did do a few, you know, we didn't go to no events. We just live in the country, so we did stuff for... hunters. And we made a few dollars. And we ate a lot of gumbo.
I love gumbo. Gumbo is amazing. Linda, you know, it sounds like, you know, we could definitely do something to help you bring on that reefer trailer and potentially, you know, some extra income as well to get you those add-on items for the vehicle. You know, it's a real simple process. It's that one-page application, the bank statements, and the tax return. You know, what is a good email address? I'd love to shoot you out our application and the information that we would need.
Okay, my email is, I'm going to spell it, please.
Sure.
LAKEYONE 1977@gmail.com.
And can I read that back to you? I have a LAKEYONE 1977@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'd like
what
to put
was your
the.
Name again?
My name is Zach. It's spelled Z-A-C-H.
Oh, yeah. My grandson's name is Zach.
Very nice. Is it spelled the same way? Yeah, like Zachary?
Zachary, that's his name.
Very nice, very nice. So, yeah, I would...
And you're just as sweet as he is.
Oh, thank you. That was very nice of you to say. That's awesome.
He's a baby.
How old is he?
He's about 22, 23. Ah,
awesome.
Maybe not that old. He's married, though. He's married. He works. My son's big in the all in the pipeline, and
mm-hmm.
his other son working for him. He's a big boss.
Oh,
they all work together.
Oh, that's neat. You know, that way you get to spend a lot of time with the family that way.
Not real. Not. I don't see them because they live in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Is that where you're originally from? Is the Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
That's the gumbo and. The gumbo and all that good stuff, then.
I don't make that. My husband does. He's from here, but he makes a good gumbo.
You're making me hungry here. but, Linda, I'd like to put together an email for you and send you out that information. And I can attach my direct dial on there. So if you had any questions gathering the information, you know, you can always call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Because okay. I don't like to talk to you. Once I talk to you, Zach, I want to keep talking to you.
Exactly. So
I'm old school, and when I talk to one person that I like, I want to continue talking to that person.
And we will continue to talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Zach.
Absolutely. So I'm going to put this together. Sure. Linda, I'm going to put this email together for you real quickly, and then I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes. Do you want me to follow up with you next Monday or Tuesday to just make sure that you'd received it?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I have to go. My daughter-in-law has to go. She's, like I told you, she's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I have to go to the doctor. Wednesday,
okay.
I have to go take a CAT scan because they found a mass on my chest.
But oh, no.
That's no big deal. Hiatal hernia. I had a hiatal hernia, and they was looking at something. Maybe Thursday.
It's Thanksgiving.
Thursday. Oh, no. Well, then, let's see. Monday. Do we have to go anywhere Monday? But in the afternoon. Monday afternoon. You can call me back.
Sure. I'll put that in my calendar now. Like 2:00, will that work?
Make it about 3:30 because we might not be back.
Okay. Okay. I will put
too late.
Can I give you a call at 3:15? I usually am out of the office by 3:30, but I can stay a little later if
put it for 2, and if I'm not here, well then, you know, that's Wednesday, in the morning.
Okay. Okay. So we'll shoot for Monday if I don't get.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay, we'll shoot for Monday, and if I don't get a hold of you, I'll try you back on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, because I have to go to the doctor in the hospital at 1:00.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have to be there at 1:00. So
okay.
In the morning, be fine.
Okay, sounds good.
So,
absolutely. I appreciate your time. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you. Please keep your eyes peeled. I'm going to shoot that email over to you in about 10, 15 minutes here, okay?
I sure will.
All right. And Linda, have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, yeah. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.